Okay, I can show here an end of war. The people there on the western side or northern, what is it, global north. Well, where I am now, I'm kind of just a neutral witness. When you build up a lot of excess comfort and all of that, especially if you do it with bad karma, meaning you exploit poor people in other parts of the world, keeping them poor, something happens, you know, psychologically. You're bloating up there, up in the heavenly heights of earthly planet. I mean, at least above the others, right? Confess. And you know, this is just, we just need to look at history, and decadence kicks in, meaning people just get lazy. Weak, even just prone to, addicted to comfort, enjoyment, and puffed up, proud, thinking they are the greatest because look at how we are enjoying ourselves, although the money may be stolen. You may recognize this from the gangster world and so on. Then what happens is that you become ignorant, I would say stupid, which happens when you don't use your intelligence, when your life is just about eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. I mean, what else can you expect? So we show here, this is actually just supposed to be a draft for this little script for the animation in the end of war. So we show these people there in the global north, and then in the global south, as they call it. We got Asia there, we got regional cultures in Africa and South America, and they're freeing themselves again, bringing back their own original culture and cooperating. And the thing is, what we can see here is we got all this, the media, and yes, I had an idea before showing the front, you know, the mask that you put up or that you see from each other, and how you want to be seen, but then the way you actually are. So the people over there in the global south, they just look at the others in the global north and kind of scratch their heads, because they are used to hardships. They have learn to struggle for existence. Generation after generation, they are sharp, they are street smart, you know, it's a completely different level. And you got the intelligentsia in China and India. There are many of them, and they are very intelligent. So we just show, again, we can build upon that picture, which I think all be constructed with the two sides there, global north, global south, and make little stories coming back to you now and then.